Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's happening, world? It's your boy Hustle. Doing my little segment, you know what I mean? But first and foremost, let's get into my groove music right quick. I don't know if anybody can hear this shit, but you know what? I had an idea of, like, ever since Stray Out of Compton came out over here in the Shy, everybody been blasting old school N.W.A., but I'm over here blasting Warren G, that regulate G-Funk era, which y'all know about that. But anyway, man, the reason why you ain't been hearing no more shows lately is because I've just been on some other shit, though. I ain't been on Whack and whatever and shit, you know what I'm saying? I had to have some personal business. That's all it is. But let me turn this down a little bit. I only got a few minutes to speak my mind on this joint, but the purpose I'm making this little inner segment, whatever you want to call it, I just want to speak my mind on online dating, because what people are going to get to know about me is that I'm very, very, very particular about things that I see in the world, things through my eyes, things that I eat, things that I listen to, things that I go. I mean, places where I go, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't the only one that think like this. So if you hear this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And the reason why I'm talking about online dating is, well, let me take a quick call right quick. You know what I'm saying? A good pull, just to speak my mind, get my head clear and shit. A while ago, you know what I'm saying, I ain't going to stunt. Even the best of us get our hearts broken at times. But anyway, you got people outside your circle. For example, your immediate family, like your big bro or a relative or some shit, you know what I'm saying? And you know they mean well, but they just want to keep pressing that button, just keep pointing that index finger to your ribs, like, yeah, try this online dating, try this website. There's a lot of fine women up in there. Try this out. And like I said before, I'm a particular person. And if I ain't feeling it, I ain't going to get into it. But I ain't going to stunt. I took a little look at it, you know what I'm saying? A little dip and dabbling and all that kind of shit. Because when you're in that single life, you could literally get away with anything if you look at it, you know what I'm saying? But since you got other people pointing out, like, here, try this, you're going to look into it, like, okay, might as well give it a chance. Fuck it, what do you got to lose? You know what I mean? But in my eyes, I ain't going to even talk about the website I've had, but the shit I be seeing is like, man, if only you can see my facial expression. It's like you look at all kinds of women up in there. There's different types of women out there on, like, online dating and all that other shit. But, man, I know me. I know my upbringing. I'm staying true to myself. I can't even front. You got a couple that's cute, like, here and there, but stuff. But, man, I know my own taste. Online dating is just low class. That's just some, you know what? In my opinion, online dating is like a playground for married people who just trying to look outside, people who's on that cuff shit but just looking to sweeten up their own wine or some shit. And then you just got some flat out perverts out there. You know what I'm talking about. You got people out there who just on that thirst bucket shit. And at the same time, you got women out there, men. I can't speak about the men. That's for, you know, I got to have a guest for something like that and shit. I can only speak from my own point of view and shit. I'm looking at women like, all right, you ugly, you ugly, you ugly, you cute, but I don't want to get to know you like that. You ugly, you ugly, you ugly. I mean, that's basically it, you know what I'm saying? Online dating is full of ugly women nobody else wants. They're ugly. They're all ugly. You know what I'm saying? I'm the kind of dude that I'd rather go out in the streets or what restaurant, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And I'm the kind of person that if I see something that look good to me, I'm going to go A-game. Shit, headstrong. I could look like a bum. I can go through the worst day of my life. But if I see something special in my eyes, I'm just going to switch to my A game regardless. Like just like a light switch. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't even need no special guest callers or whatever and stuff. You just listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying because you know what I'm talking about. Online dating is just low class. If you can look yourself in the mirror and just look deep into your own eyes and say, you know what, I'm better than that. I can do better than that. Online dating, come on now. But on the other side of the coin, you also got people who don't have that kind of privilege like I do, like, I don't have a major responsibility like raising a kid or married or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm able to go out and about in the streets whenever I want to. But on the flip side, you also got people who don't get it like that. You got people who have families, who got jobs, that take care of their kids, take care of the bills, but they just don't have that kind of opportunity to go out and mingle unless they go on a vacation, special requests, or whatever. Because, hey, I understand. That workforce ain't nothing to play with, especially when you got to take care of yours. At the same time, you know what I'm talking about. Online dating, are you serious? Come on now. I've seen some pretty women. Don't get me wrong. Not all women are ugly, but I know my own taste. Women are ugly. I swear to God. Follow me on Twitter, Our Lord Hustle. At the same time, follow the Games F'd Up Radio. Follow us and just break it down to everything. Consider me as the outlet, as the mouthpiece that you want to say, but you just can't say it. You got other people out there that want to duplicate whatever they want to do. That's them. I ain't knocking them, but when I'm online, when I'm live, this is me. I'm not going to edit anything or rehearse anything. This is just straight raw gutter. If I stutter, this is raw gutter. Get the dig. But back to online dating. In my eyes, don't get me wrong, got some cute women in the face, but some straight out bullshit. I ought to do some comedy skits over that shit. Like, look at the face. Cool, but you look at the full, look at their whole body, you're like, oh my God, what the? You look at the person who tried to put you onto that kind of shit, like, are you, man, you look at it as a slap in the face and shit. Like, come on now. You don't even know my taste in particular. I got taste. I had to take another pull off that, but anyway, yeah. I got taste, my nigga. My nigga. We can relate to this because I'm talking like it's just me and you. I'm dark skinned. And so I got a thing for red bones, yellow bones. I'll even accept brown skin, but dark skin ain't taking nothing away, but I'm a sucker for yellow bones, you know what I mean? I mean, shit, it is what it is. I don't discriminate. I love Latin. I love Asian. I love white. I'm not racist, but at the same time, I got taste. I got class in my own unique way. You're not going to see me with just anything out on the streets. Because, number one, I'm not built like that. I'm not that kind of nigga that'll just settle for anything just because you like me and stuff. I mean, do have some benefits, don't get me wrong. Everybody each to their own. I'm not going to knock you for yours or what you got, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's so damn important to stay true to yourself. I said this before on that last episode on Broke Parasites. You got to be true to yourself. Be true to yourself in order to develop that third eye so you can see things in a different perspective. And the reason why I'm doing this segment on online dating because my third eye is opening, and I'm looking at this like, you're not going to find anything but lose money dealing with these scallywags that nobody else in the world or nobody in their city, nobody in their town won't because everybody know them, you know what I'm saying? And if you think just like me, you're going to think the same thing, like they ugly as hell, they want somebody to feel sorry for them. And so, you know what I'm saying, so they can do whatever, you know what I'm saying, like give you the best sex or buy you clothes or buy you things like that. But no, I'm too good for that. I can buy my own. I can take care of myself. I can cook for my own. You know what I'm saying? I don't need an ugly chick for all that. Why would you build yourself up to be seen out in the streets with an ugly chick? Why would you do that? Ask yourself that. Now, to the ugly chicks, I'm sorry. You got good hearts. You do got good hearts. I'm sorry, but like I said before, you got to be true to yourself. You know your taste. You know your style. You know your flavor. Come on now. Do not ever fool yourself for benefits for the long run because you still got to look at yourself in the mirror and be like, happy with what you going through and stuff, like, man, come on now, you could have done way better, like, but it is what it is, you know what I mean, but stay true to yourself. That's all I got to say about that. Stay true to yourself. And as me saying stay true to yourself, I'm being true to myself by saying fuck online dating. I'd rather go out in the streets and spit my best at the game to whoever that I like that's in my style, that's in my range, that's in my flavor, that's in my category, you know what I mean? And that's something very rare because I see them all out there and still I don't see nothing that catch my attention and shit. It's got to be something very, very rare and shit, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy Hustle. The game's fucked up. TGFU Radio. Follow us on Twitter. You got music, holla at me. We don't discriminate. Me, in particular, I fucks with drill. I fucks with drill all day. I'm from the Chi, South Side. Shout out to everybody. I just want to say shout out to Rico Reckless. Shout out to motherfucker P. Rico. Shout out to Billionaire Black. Even shout out, I can't forget Lowski. Lolo, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, oh.